Matthew 16:19. It says, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, heaven up here. I'm giving you keys up here. I'm giving you everything good is up here. I'm giving you the keys up here. And from down here on earth, you get to open the doors up. The doors of blessing. Because ain't nothing but blessings up there. You get to open the doors. And you got the keys. Now understand. Here my keys. Now I got my house keys, but I got the other keys. Here's the keys to Soccer Steve. I got the keys to Soccer Steve. Now you got to understand, I've been in Soccer Steve's where I got there around 2006. Alright. When I first got to Soccer Steve, I ain't had no keys. Okay? They let me in the building, but I had to let somebody let me in. You know what I mean? They had to open the door for me. You know what I mean? Could get in. You know, and that's the only way I could get into Soccer Steve. Now, I got into Soccer Steve. When I got in there, there's still other doors around there that weren't open to me. But I got in, and I got to do my thing, and I'm, you know, but I still, there's things that I couldn't go because I was limited because I didn't have no key. I could only go certain places, do certain things. For example, bathroom. You get to high school. Bathroom. I had to go to the same bathroom the high school kids had to go to. But I ain't had no key. Do you understand a high school bathroom? I gotta go to the boy. They can't pee straight. They alright. And then they like to play or smoke or do whatever. You follow me? Okay? And so you go in the bathroom and you got five guys over there. And you walk in there and they're looking at you like, oh yeah. And I didn't have no keys. Boy, I was happy. When they gave me this key. I got the key to the bathroom. Shoot. You can't tell me nothing. You teach me, you know, your little private little bathroom, going to bed. I ain't got to go. And so things open up for you. You're blessed. A little bit more, you know, and keys does you, you know. And so I stay there a little while longer. I start to see who van is, a trust van or whatever. And I get a building key. Get to get in the building. I ain't got to wait for nobody to open, you know, push the door and, you know, go through and somebody standing hoping somebody come out and beating on the door. I ain't got to do that anymore. I get to get in. Got the door key. Man, I think I'm bad. I can come in whenever I want to. You know, and that's how I got the door. And I'm excited. You know, I go a little bit longer, stay a little bit longer, and they get to trust me. Woo! And this is called the master key. Everybody ain't got the master key. Well, I'm like the janitor now, baby. I go anywhere I want to go. Matter of fact, sometimes they see the janitor, then they see me and they say, hey, Van, you open the door? I got the key. You got keys to everything. And I said, yes, you got keys. Keys mean something. Keys to the kingdom of heaven. You got keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now, here's what I saw. Again, God shows me. Gives me illustrations and stuff. I'm a kindergarten teacher, all right? And so he shows me real simple. And I saw Christians, and they weren't using the keys. And I'm like, well, why aren't they using the keys? Well, let me back up and let me tell you about the devil. God has doors in heaven, and he gives us the keys to them. The devil got doors down here. And he has the keys. And the devil was opening his doors on people. Well, not on people, on Christian people. He was opening his doors on us. He was opening his doors. And I saw some of the doors. I saw sin and condemnation. I mean, you know we mess up. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We mess up. We're not perfect. And I saw Satan, he had opened the door. He was condemning people like never before. I mean, he was bringing it on you. See, you messed up. You're not working. think about it. Think about it. What did Jesus ask us to do when he got back? Let me tell you. When he got back, when he rose from the dead, he said, all power has been given to me. Go and preach the gospel. It's hard to preach the gospel when you feel condemned. When you know you're messed up and you're not doing everything right, and Satan's on your case. Look what you did. Look how you are. Look how you messed up. And then you're going to go and preach the gospel. Feel like a hypocrite. I shouldn't say anything. I need to shut my mouth. I'm a mess. I got sin in my life. Condemnation. And I saw Satan. He would open the door. He had me open his keys. He opened the door. Condemnation. I saw rage. Anger. Upset. They were mad. Unforgiveness. It was just, he had opened the door and just getting mad. Like, I don't know. And I know y'all don't do that because y'all don't look like y'all get mad. But it looked like people out there, I mean, they getting mad over little stuff. And they want to shoot you, cut you, stab you over little things. Make you mad. You know what I mean? Somebody might cuss at you. Oh my God, somebody cussed me. I'm going to kill him. You see that boy cuss at me? You see that look? And I mean, just go on. You see somebody cut in front of me? Oh, they cut me off. And you ride behind me and you see the guy, they run, throwing up their fingers and all kind of stuff. Waiting to get you. If they could get you, they would shoot you. If they could ram you, they would. They could do like Madea on TV and just bam, they would kill you. Now Madea pull out her gun out of her purse. What? I saw that. The door was open. I saw stress. I saw stress. I mean, I saw people stressed out. I saw Satan open the door and he was just more stressed and more problems and more trouble. And he was just throwing it out. I saw fear. I saw fear. And was just scared. Scared about this. How are you going to do this? Worried about this. And I just saw all this stuff. And Satan had the doors open. And they were coming from hell on earth. And I saw the Christians. And I saw the Christians. And they had keys to the kingdom. But they wasn't using them. And I'm like, God, why aren't they useful? Some of them, they didn't know. They didn't know they had keys. They just didn't know. If you don't get in your word, how you gonna know what you got? How you gonna know what God has for you? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. But how much have you read this past week? How much do you read? Now, you don't have to read. Okay, you don't have to read on a big level. I read 6 books a day and all that. And I'm talking about in the Bible. How much do you read? Read something. A verse. A chapter. My people destroy for lack of knowledge. If you don't know, Satan's going to have a field day on you. You got keys. You got keys to the kingdom of heaven. And the door up there got some stuff. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. The door has got some stuff for you. Some didn't know. Some were lied to. Some were told, hey, you ain't got no keys. You can't get anything from heaven. The devil lied to them. Some were just lazy. They want everybody else to do it for them. Some, they lost their keys. They had it. And they lost them. You know how they lost them? They got focused on something else. Either money or fame or love or something. Whatever. They got focused on something else. They lost their keys. Use your keys. So those things I saw coming out that the devil had sinned. We have keys up there to grace. Anybody have no understand? Grace is something you give and you don't deserve. It's a gift. Grace. Whenever sin, where sin abounds, grace is much more abound. Sin will take the air out of your tire. Grace will put air in. Sin will make your tank empty. grace will fill your tank up. Where sin abounds, grace doesn't. God's got more grace than Satan got sin, condemnation. Satan might have a room full of condemnation. God's got a whole stadium full of grace. In other words, all you gotta do is go open your grace up. Every time Satan hits you with condemnation, oh, I'm not this and I'm not worthy and so on and so, you just say, let me go open my grace up. Let me go to grace. Grace is sufficient. You're gonna be all right. I cover your sin. I paid the price. Get up. Keep trying. Keep going. Grace. You're okay. Now you can go preach the gospel. You messed up? I forgive you. You blew it? We'll start all over. You didn't do it right? We'll fix it. I got the grace to do it. I got enough grace. I got you covered. So that sin, that condemnation, can't stop. Use your keys. Does that make sense? Use your keys. Mercy. Mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mercy. Forgiveness. We get in this rage and we get all mad and we get all bent out of shape. I'm going to go use my key and start showing mercy. I'm going to let them go. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to back off. Use your keys. Go get your God. Give me some more mercy. Lord, give me more forgiveness for people. Show me how. So that anger and rage doesn't control me. Because the door is open down there, but I want this one. That makes sense? Use your keys. Use your keys. Christians should have more grace. Christians should have more mercy. I'm watching Christians. They walk around and apparently they ain't either got no keys or they're not using them. Use your peace. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, this is some crazy, the devil done opened the door of stress and freaking out. You know it's here. Come on, this world is wild. I mean, you got financial problems, family problems, people problems, job problems. I mean, you got any kind of problem you want. Health problems, there's all kinds of stuff. And the devil will stress you out. He'll have you free 24/7 if you let him. Use your keys. Go get your peace. Peace that passes all understanding. It's more than this world. That's what I do. Sometimes just stuff come at you. People got stuff. People tell you stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I got a sign say tell me, but people come and they'll come with all their junk and drop it. Boom. Fix that van or do something with it, you know, and you be like, whoa. And I saw Noel just the other week and God had, I was telling Jackie, God had laid on my heart. He said, Van, I want you to go to the police department and I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but asked and volunteered your services to be a chaplain. And anybody who has any issues going through anything, you 24/7. And I'm like, Lord, are you crazy? Because they catching hell. And if they do start to call, then the Lord started messing with me, saying, I also want you to go to the fire department and the first responders. I want you to go to them and offer. I was like, oh, that most stuff. Where's your peace at, man? Keys. I got peace enough to handle that. I got peace that can handle anybody's mess. My peace is stronger than all the hell that's going on in this world. You just gotta open the door. Use your keys. I got peace. I'll give you peace. Ask me for it. Go get it. I'm giving you the keys. Yes, it's crazy. He already opened the door. Go get it. I've given you the keys. I ain't gonna just put it on. Go get it. Go open the door. You gotta do, go believe me for it. Go pray. Trust me. Faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Fear. When Satan brings up fear, fear will make you stop. You ever been scared? Okay. Oh, you ain't never been scared. Okay. Okay. I don't know if y'all remember. Some of you, there's an old video. I'm not gonna cuss like he did, but there was, and the preacher was talking, and he's talking about the little dog behind the fence, and everybody walked back. You know, big dogs walk past. German Shepherd, Great Dane. He's the bad one. Just running all around. One day somebody left that door open. You know, and the way it's said, the preacher said, who in there left that door open? You know, because the big dog come running up in there. And that little dog, ah! You know, sometimes Satan can run up on you and you don't walk. You don't walk by faith. But we have the keys to walking by faith. Because fear will make you, oh, I better not do that. I better not trust God. I better not go anywhere. He did this to me. He attacking me this way. God is giving you keys so that you can keep walking by faith. I don't know how I'm going to make this. I'm going to keep walking by faith. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I'm going to keep walking by faith. And you keep walking, and you keep walking, and you keep walking. Does that make sense? Use your keys. You have keys. Use them. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Bless your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. I thank you for it, that it's true, that it's real, that it keeps us. Thank you for loving us, and I thank you for giving us the keys to heaven. In Jesus' name.